This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Petty Officer Marcus Castaneda. Cope North 17 continues with a new element, man's best friend. Amy Forsyth is in Guam, where service members are working closely with our Australian and Japanese partners, canine training in the jungle.
Military planners have expanded Cope North to include working dog exchanges this year. Dense jungle and small spaces makes Guam a unique place to bring together troops from our strongest allies in the Pacific. Royal Australian Air Force dog handler Daniel Johnson explains.
I'm certainly learning a lot. Every day we're doing different scenarios. Myself and my dog are doing great, and we're learning a lot from the United States Air Force canine guys. Hopefully we're delivering some knowledge on their behalf as well.
This is the first time military working dogs are participating in Cope North. Reporting from Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, I'm Amy Forsyth.
Veterinarians take care of your furry family members for all-around health. But what about their teeth? Senior Airman Sarah Mitchell takes us to Misawa Air Base, where an unusual team is keeping our four-legged service members smiling.
Misawa Air Base's veterinarian invited the 35th Medical Group's Dental Squadron to share their expertise while also learning something new themselves. And Airman First Class Marissa Tews, a dental assistant, shares that a valuable lesson was learned when it comes to caring for your pet.
When you have a pet, it's like important not only to take care of your own teeth, but to take care of your pet's oral health as well, because they can get the same problems as us. They can get cavities, they can have their teeth fall out and hurt really bad, and just as we feel pain, they feel pain, so it's good to keep that in mind when taking care of your dogs.
Senior Airman Sarah Mitchell, Misawa Air Base, Japan.
This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.